God. You've got your Bibles with you today, the sword of the Spirit, the bread of life, your roadmap. Open it up to Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, go to the fourth chapter. This will be a part two of what we had last week. The wayside ground and the stony ground. We covered most of the wayside ground last week. So we'll get, if we get that far, get into the stony ground. But I want to finish the wayside ground. And while you're turning there, today is part two of last week's lesson on the parable of the sower. We learned that Jesus is the sower of the seed, which is the word of God, that he sows, he preaches, he taught, and every preacher and every teacher across our world is sowing the seed of the good word of God. Oh, Lord. God is looking for fertile ground. Did you know that he likens our heart unto a garden?
Yes.
A fertile ground, that's what God is wanting. He is looking for fertile ground. You are his garden to sow his love in.
Yes.
What Jesus is telling us in this parable is that the spiritual heart of man in this world is where the problem lies.
Yes.
God has to get a hold of our heart.
Amen.
He wants all of our heart. And I'm telling you, if he gets your heart, he gets you. Yes, he will. And he's glad that you gave him your heart a long time ago. Hallelujah. To Sister Anita, I never will forget, down on bending knees, I gave him my life. I gave him my heart, my soul, my mind, and my body. And I am what I am today and where I am today because of God. I listened to him and I heard his cry when he cried to me to come to him, and I came. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our heart is the ground he's looking for to do a work in.
Yes.
That ground must be tilled, broken up, and made soft for the word of God to be sown. Can I tell us here today that God wants an humble and a willing heart to say, Lord, sow your seeds of righteousness in me so I can bear fruit and be a blessing to others.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not in this just for myself. But oh, I want to be a blessing to somebody else along the way, don't you? Don't you want your life to give him glory, to shine a light that others can be encouraged? Oh, what I have, I prayed and God gave it to me. I opened my heart wide open to him. Can I tell you, there have been times that he's run his plow through me. Oh, Lord, and he's tilled and broken up my heart.
Yes, yes.
We'll never really, really serve God in a real close way, Sister Maria, until we're broken.
Right.
Jesus said, if you'll fall upon me, and if you'll fall upon the rock, you'll be broken. You'll be contrite. You know what contrite means in the Hebrew? To be broken and willing.
Praise God.
Willing. How many's ever felt like sometimes, Lord, I come to the end of myself, and like that song says, when I came to the end of myself, I found Jesus. It was then that I said, Lord, I want you. When we come down to nothing, when we're broken, and we feel like we have nothing, it's in those times, Brother JP, that we open up our heart and say, God, I can't live this on my own. I need your help, and I need your divine touch.
Hallelujah, God.
That's when God can sow his seed down deep inside of you. Jesus said there's four categories of ground. I know I mentioned that last week. There's four categories. There's four types of soil, but there's only one of them that is good ground that becomes successful and prospers and brings a harvest. And that's the good ground of the heart. Somebody turn with me in Proverbs 4 and 20, and when you get it, read it for me. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23.
My son, attend to my word. incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart.
Yes.
So?
22 and 23.
Oh. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes, God. Since the heart, God wants the heart. He wants to go beyond your mind.
Yes.
People have a mental assent of God. They believe in Him and everything. But it's more than professing Him. It's knowing Him down deep in your heart. Lord, I want the witness and I want to know You in my heart. So He has to get beyond our mind and get inside of our heart. Listen to this. My son, attend to my words. That word attend in the Hebrew means to pay very close attention to. This is the seed. Right here's the seed. It'll work. My Lord, I feel Him.
Yes.
Holy. This right here works if you get it in your heart.
Right.
How many's read your Bible this week?
Amen.
How many reads it every day? Take time to be holy.
Yes.
Take time to meditate upon the Lord. To be like David of old. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid. Hid in the Hebrew means thy word, O Lord, have I stored up in my heart. That I might not sin against You. This is life. This is direction. This is food. This is nourishment. This is healing. There's salvation right here. There's guidance right here. There's a lifting up right here. There's direction for our feet right here. Hey, Lord, open up the lids of this Bible and get it inside of you. You'll bear fruit for the Lord. Give Him a wave offering in the house. I guarantee it. You'll have a praise. You'll have worship. You'll have life on the inside. You'll bear fruit and be a blessing to your brothers and sisters. This is the seed. This is the holy, incorruptible seed that we're begotten by, saved by. We receive faith in this right here. It'd be easy for me to preach, but oh, God. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Sister Maria, you read that. Keep them. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Here's the word keep the second time. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Ever since I was a little boy, before I could remember anything, Brother Ron, Mommy would read the Bible to me. She sowed the seeds in my heart. Ain't that what the Bible says? To bring up a child in the way it should go, and when it gets old, it'll not depart from it. Oh, God. I remember she'd stop me right at the door. I've told it 100 times. And she said, honey, don't you get out there and get in that car, them boys, until I read you the Bible.
Put the blood of Jesus on
me. I say, okay, Mommy. It was back in 2015 on a Saturday afternoon. I logged it in my phone. A Saturday afternoon, 2:15 p.m., 2015, July the 25th, my mommy took her last breath. I walked outside and tears just rolled down my face. Brother Terry, honest, I looked up into that sky over top of the roof of that house. It was the most beautiful blue sky that I had ever seen. It was blue, rich and blue. I thought, somewhere, Mommy, somewhere beyond the blue, can you say thank you, Jesus? Raise your little hand if you got loved ones over there.
Thank you, Mommy, for loving me. Thank you, Mommy, for teaching me.
How much glad for a good mommy. Thank you, Lord. I was raised right, taught right. Good Lord.
Can we just praise Him today? Thank you, Lord. That's what we're in this for.
Brother Jason, he said many times, his pastor said, preaching to the congregation where he was raised up there in Waveland, West Virginia, he said the pastor would always tell the people, now Jesus ain't going to say to you, well done, if you ain't done well done. Come on. We get slowed up sometimes. We get discouraged sometimes. But ain't you glad that something on the inside will not let you sit down and quit? Hallelujah. He gave me life. Lord, and I ain't about to let it go. Glory, glory, glory.
Hebrews 3:12 says, take heed, brethren, that goes for sisters, for all of God's children, lest there be in you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief's evil. In departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I'm dealing with hard ground. People's hard natures, hard hearts. The deceitfulness of sin, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Oh, God. What does exhort mean? I told you last week, I asked how many he's got a dictionary, a concordance, a Strong's concordance. You got it?
I got one.
Exhort one another daily. Exhort means to advise,
yep.
To urge, to encourage, to counsel, to instruct them to keep right on a going. Let me be an urger, Lord. Let me be one to say, hey, come on, let's get in there and let's worship the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? You got cheerleaders in the house of God, and I want to be one of them. Praise be to the Lord. A Holy Ghost filled cheerleader. Hallelujah. I know some people say he has us raising our hands 100 times when he's a preaching. But I'm telling you, the more that you give God praise and glory and lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, I'm telling you, I'm an urger. Hallelujah. I advise you to get in and God will bless your soul. Yeah, God.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
You can make it. People come in with sad faces. They've been out of hard trial, Sister Marie afflictions and trials and heartaches and problems and troubles. And they come in into the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, all that we need is the Holy Ghost to come down and to bless that heart. Oh, Lord, weary one, you can make it. Ye that are tired and ye that are weary, you can make it. You've already come too far, and the Lord has blessed you thus far. You come this far by faith, and you have held on to God, and God has held on to you. Come on, you can make it.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Holy Lord. Holy Lord,
Mom.
If you might happily, H-A-P-L-Y, happily feel after him.
though he be not far from any one of us. He's found with them and to them that seek him diligently. Oh, how many's hungry today? Raise your little hand. I'm hungry, Jesus, to see your glory. Holy, holy. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for another wave of glory. Another touch, Lord. Another blessing. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, God, would you overshadow us, Lord, and touch us all over again. I told Mary, wipe the tears about a third of the way here, 25, 30 minute drive. At least maybe half of the way or a third of the way here. I wiped the tears that rolled down my face, did I not? I looked up at the sky and I said, oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord, I love you. I'm a longing for home. I looked over at Mary. I said, whatever you do, don't lose your desire. I feel that today. Don't lose the vision. Don't lose the desire. Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Don't lose it. Take a fresh grip. Take a fresh grip. Get a hold of Jesus. Oh, God.
Come on.
Somebody get me Hebrews 10:22. Oh, Lord.
Let's draw near with true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts spring from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Yes, read verse 24 and 25 also.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the days approaching.
I feel that the Lord is so wanting us. Oh God. Listen, let us draw near. Come on, church. Let's get closer. With a true heart. God's looking for the heart. He's looking for your affections. A true heart in full assurance of faith, which means I know God will never fail me and never let me down. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, sprinkled by the blood of Jesus, that cleansing, sanctifying blood, from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Listen, let us hold fast the profession, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Ronnie, you brought this out a long time ago when you was a preacher, to provoke one another. It don't mean to upset them. Provoking one another unto love. It means to stir up the love that's in somebody else's heart. How many knows we can stir others up by the Spirit of the Lord?
Amen.
Stir them up unto love and the good works. Now listen to this. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. As some is. There are some people that forsake the assembling of themselves together. There are some people
that lay out of the house of God. Some people can be here when they're not working. They could be here when they're not sick, bad, sick, and afflicted. But where are they? They're not in the house of God. Don't you tell me that you're a Christian if you can't come and assemble yourselves together in the house of the Lord with your brothers and with your sisters. And I tell you, there's something wrong with the heart of a man and a heart of a woman or a young person that doesn't love God enough to come to his house or the place of worship. Your heart ain't right. I said your heart is getting hard by the deceitfulness of sin. You say you're a Christian, you'll have to show the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yes.
Holy, 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 holy. I know this is strong. As the manner of some is, they lay out.
Come on.
They lay out.
Come on.
They stay home. My Lord, you all mean more to me than that. I know I'm the teacher, and God's called me to teach you, to feed you. But you all still mean more to me than just teaching.
No.
I need you, and I need your presence.
Amen.
Yeah. I need you. I need my brothers and my sisters. I need to be encouraged myself. How many, be honest with me here today, you came to the house of God, you've been battling maybe a week and maybe more, you went through it, you had your afflictions, you've had your trials, you've had your mind battles, but you made it, you pushed out, you came to the house of the Lord, you felt like you had nothing to give anybody else. You felt empty, you felt dry as a desert. Oh God, you felt like you had nothing. You felt like God was a million miles away. Oh, but ain't you glad that you pressed out and you pushed and you came to the house of the Lord? And another brother, other brothers, other sisters got blessed during that week. Oh Lord, they come and they brought the touch of God with them. How many times have I come through that plate glass door feeling down, Sister Anita, and a precious brother, a sister would get up and sing under the anointing of God and the music. Oh, I feel the Lord raise your hand in love here today. And the music was anointed. A song was anointed. Brother so-and-so was anointed. Hey Lord, and it done something on the inside. If I'd have stayed home, I would have missed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy, 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 holy God.
Amen.
I miss my blessing. I miss my blessing. You are a blessing. Every one of you are a blessing. When the Spirit of God moves on you, it ain't so much what you say, it's the Spirit you carry.
Right.
You got him? Joy, joy, joy. It's a bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. Can you lift your little hand just to love him here today? I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm encouraging your children. Holy God, holy God. The rivers are flowing. It's a flowing, Sister Sherry. That Spirit, it brings life and joy and hope. It's an anchor. It's flowing today. It's flowing today. Can I tell everybody in this house, it ain't vain. It's not in vain. Your works, your services down through the years are not in vain. Every song that you sung for his glory, he's written it down in heaven. Every testimony that you have given, Jesus has made a record of it. Every prayer that you prayed, oh God, can you imagine on that day the little things that we thought we wasn't important and it wasn't that much and we felt like we didn't give enough. But on that day, God's looking for the heart here now. And when we do everything that we can with our whole heart, there will be a reward. Hallelujah. It's not in vain. Knowing that your love and your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Can I tell everybody in this house, let's exhort one another and keep lifting and urging one another as we see the day approaching. Brother JD, I can't help, buddy.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming in glory bright. He's coming in the glory of his heavenly Father. He's coming with 10,000s of his saints. He's coming with the angels of God. He's coming with a shout and the voice of the archangel. He's coming. He's coming. Hey, Lord, with a shout, come up hither. Come away, my bride. Come away, my redeemed. It's not in vain. Give him a hand clap in the house. I'm glad I came today.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody want to testify right now? Get right in the middle of the stream. Anita, you want to say something?
No, I'm just listening.
Well, Brother Tommy, I was at Brother Gary and Sister Maria's house yesterday evening, and we were sitting in the living room talking, and Sister Maria was talking about when she got saved.
Yes.
And she said something, and she said, whew, I could feel the chills running up, and I could feel them running all over me, too. I said, I feel them, too. I have to exhort one another. That's what that is. That's, you know, that's just sitting there and feeling the spirit between the both of us, you know, the chills just running on us and stuff. And just, it's unreal.
Yes.
People could only feel this. They would never turn back.
Never.
Never turn back.
Never.
The Lord, holy, holy. Thank you. Holy God.
Well, I've drunk from the bitter fountain, the bitter waters and the dregs of the world, the old cisterns of this evil society. I can tell you, back in 1974, Jesus gave me a drink from a fountain of life. My Lord, it's pure water. It's holy water. Sister Sherry, are you glad? God put you in a house, in a place of worship. You can lift your hands and feel the sweet Holy Ghost, the stammering lips and other tongues. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. That last great day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, if any man drink of this water, in other words, it'll be in him a river of life. Hey, Lord. Oh, Lord, a stream, a crystal stream that flows. I don't know about you, but I feel life right in this house today. I feel the water flowing. Hey, Lord, come and drink. The Lord is saying, drink ye. Hallelujah. There's joy in the well of salvation.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is what you call go with the flow. I had all this other, and I had everybody to read right here, and just, you know, I typed it this morning. I just go with the flow. Jude 1:21, and we're talking about keeping our heart. Keep your heart. And it said in Jude 21, keep yourselves in the love of God.
Yes.
Can I say here today, I don't ever want to lose his touch. I don't want to lose that love. I want my heart to forever stay tender in me. How many can say with me, I need the Lord?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory.
Pause right now. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, God. I need the Lord. Jesus, I can't live or make it without you. I want your spirit of goodness to fill me, Lord. Fill me. Fill my cup and running over. Fill me with your gladness. Fill me, Jesus. How many can say today, Brother Tommy, I've had battles lately. I just need a refilling and a refreshing and a reviving in the presence of the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, Lord, pour it out, God. Pour it out again and let your people be filled.
Thank you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need new strength, Jesus. I need new strength. Lord, these times are pressing. Pressure on every side, Lord. That's pressure. God, you see the stress people are in. You see what they're going through. We need your touch. We need your touch right in the middle of it all. All right, I want you to turn into Mark 4. I had you there 30 minutes ago. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I want you to read verse 1. Through 4.
1 through 4.
And then verse 15.
And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower
to sow.
Okay, my thumb was there. To sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls
and
in the
what,
air
and what was it, the
fell
fowls?
By the wayside.
Ooh.
The fowls.
And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up.
Verse 15.
And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Yes. Notice real close, children, with me. Now, we all have to have the Lord to help us and show us things, help us to get our hearts conditioned. We have to be on guard. We have to watch and pray and be on guard. Now listen. Before we go into the stony ground, I want us to look for a moment at the fowls of the air. Say fowls with me.
Fowls.
Oh, dirty fowls of the air. Notice what Jesus said. The seed that fell on the hard wayside ground, the fowls of the air came. They came and devoured it up. Don't forget, Satan hates the Word of God. He hates the sower, the preachers and teachers. He hates it when you testify of God's blessings and goodness.
Right.
He don't want that seed to get inside of anybody else's hearts. That'll help them to be a blessing and bring them a blessing. If Satan can, he'll remove the word out of your life, my Lord. He'll block it. He'll stop it any way he can from getting down into your heart. How does he do it, Brother Tommy? He'll get you occupied with many things that'll rob you spiritually.
Yes.
The enemy will take the message away from you. He doesn't want you happy and bringing forth fruit. So what does he do? He sends many things of this world to harden you in your mind and in your heart. Listen,
These fowls here that Jesus makes reference to in this parable represents the influence of evil spirits that are at work to cause hindrances,
yes,
distractions, to block God, keep him out of your life. People hear the message. They hear the preacher. But their minds, their affections are somewhere else.
Right.
God, children, I'm here today to teach and to show us. You'll know how the enemy works to safeguard your life. Don't be a victim and fail. Put God first every day of your life. Give him your whole heart. Keep the world. Keep the bad things in this world. Keep its distractions. Keep its pull out of your mind and out of your heart. I'll tell you what we need in this hour is to focus and to refocus upon the spiritual things. Hey, Lord, set our affections on things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Help me, Lord. And you say it in the house. The enemy is trying to take all the good messages I've ever heard and to take it out of me.
Come on.
Try to take all the teachings out.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. If we could just get this right here, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. It's a battle. It is a battle. I've had, not literally, but had to reach and say, hey, wait just a minute, mind, get back here. And when I really, really battle, you know what I do?
Amen.
I run and get my Bible. I read a chapter or two, and anyway, it ain't very long. I feel something inside. Lord said, I'm still with you. Raise your hand and love him. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Don't let the devil pull you out. Man, I feel him. Holy God, don't let him pull you down. Holy Lord, don't let him discourage you. Things come. You go through things. Things happen. It's just part of life. But you got something. You got it, and I know it. It's inside. The devil can't cross the bloodline. Raise your hand and love you. He cannot. He can't have it. Oh, Lord, I pray for this. I pray for it. He gave it to me a long time ago. Satan, you're a dirty fowl. You're a black fowl. Oh, Lord, you're an unclean fowl. And I'll not let you in my mind. I'll drive you out.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Oh, God.
My seeds.
Oh, Lord, I ain't getting very far.
Look at Abraham right real fast, and I'll quit. Oh, God. If you ever think, are y'all ready for this? Buckle your seatbelt. Hang on to the dash. If you ever think you can get the blessings of God and prosper and bear fruit without a struggle, and without a fight, you better think about it again. It's going to cost you. You're going to have to dig. And you're going to have to be willing to fight. God made Abraham a promise. But there was a battle. He had to fight to get the blessing of the Lord. If God ever makes you a promise, there will be things that you will have to do to obtain that promise. You will have to be faithful, number one. You will have to be committed, number two. You cannot let up, number three. Number four, you've got to watch and you've got to pray that the enemy doesn't come and take your blessing away. Stay with me a minute. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I'm going to give you a son that shall be thine heir. Your seed after you, Abram, shall be as the stars of heaven in number, if you can number them. And Abram said, Abraham said unto the Lord, he believed, and he said it was counted unto him for righteousness. The Lord told Abraham, to prove my promise, here we go, and to make it good in your life, I'm going to make a covenant with you. And here is what you got to do to make good on your end to seal that covenant to get the promise.
Well,
Abraham, take me a heifer, a goat, a ram, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon for a sacrifice. Abraham sacrificed them and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another. But the birds he divided not. Here it goes, and I'm quitting. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Abram drove them away. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, notice, when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp passed between those pieces. Notice, when the sun went down, it was a while before the Lord showed up. Can I ask you, as I close, will you believe God? Fight and hold on until the Lord shows up. Abraham believed God. He laid before the Lord his sacrifice, but the fowls showed up. They came to devour his sacrifice, but he didn't let them have it. He drove the fowls away. Can I say right here before we dismiss, Satan, you are not going to steal and take away my sacrifices unto the Lord. I will not surrender my commitment. I'm going to hold on until the blessings of the promise comes. Let's just give him a good praise right here in the house. Lord, I wish they had a big long staff driving the fowls out. Listen, what I laid on the altar for God, I'm not letting the devil take it off. Hey! I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Hey, hallelujah. How many could say, Brother Tommy, I'm willing and I'm going to fight? Hallelujah. Yeah. God bless you all, man. You're dismissed.